There comes a point when you can't be your own doctor. Like you can't be your own practitioner. And it's not even like for me personally, going through what I went through, I lost the motivation to be the one to be like deep diving and trying to find all the answers and researching all the stuff. And I just needed people who had that knowledge already to be helping me with that stuff.
Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive. Hi everyone, it's Jordana, and today I have such a cool guest that I'm so excited to dive into her story and her practice. I won't tell you too much because I will let Jillian do the oh gosh,
the talking, maybe the chatting.
the honors, I think. Anyways, I will let Jillian take it over. But today with me, I have Jillian Cole from Cole Wellness. And yeah, just welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here.
Yay. Okay, so Jillian, if you don't mind just kind of breaking down your story, what brought you to Cole Wellness? And not just like your professional story, but like I'd love to hear like the whole thing, just from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a journey. It's a loaded journey, so I'll give you the Cold Notes version of it. But so I graduated from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2013. Started practicing as like a sole proprietor at that point in time, just dabbling around with like having a clinical practice in naturopathic medicine. And I did that until the pandemic. So I was out in Nova Scotia. I practiced for, I think, like 7 years, I think is what that adds up to be. I can't even remember anymore. But I was getting burnt out. I was getting really tired. I was already kind of looking for different ways to switch up how I was doing things. So yeah, that's kind of where the pandemic started. I started this company, so Cole Wellness, like a few weeks just before, like February of 2020. And then that's kind of what segued into the skincare stuff, like a little bit more seriously when it came to like actually formulating skincare products. But even then too, it didn't really start in 2020. It was just, I had a supplement idea. I wanted to bring it to market, but then everything got shut down and confused and everything. And the person that I was working with to help me with this was like, you need to incorporate if you're going to bring a supplement to market. So that's kind of like where I started with this new business. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey the past few years of like, what am I doing? How am I doing this? Like, what's the purpose ultimately of everything that I'm doing? And yeah, kind of just redefining too about like my life and how I want to live my life while also like serving my community. Yeah, and then the skincare thing kind of like slowly became more of a thing the more and more that I was dealing with acne clients, I was learning more about topical skincare products. Was getting like really confused or just not feeling like I could recommend things to people anymore. Like the more I learned, the less I was able to recommend. And so I kind of just felt like it was one of those things where, okay, I have to create a skincare line because I can't offer things to people anymore with like all this information that I was learning. So yeah, that's kind of what started it all.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, there's so many golden nuggets in there. And I really do resonate so much with your kind of like in the zone of, it's almost like purgatory. It's like, what am I doing? What's the purpose? Like, where are we going from here? I think it's an awesome coincidence that you set up Cole Wellness like right before the pandemic hit, because I just know that there were like so many shifts in business at that time. I was working for a medical doctor building an obesity practice at that time, and he closed the clinic, and I was like, what do I even do with myself? I had very few one-on-one clients, and so, and it just kind of like took off. So
blessing and a curse. So you are a naturopathic doctor. Do you still practice naturopathy?
I do, but I'm not a licensed naturopathic doctor anymore. So during the pandemic, again, it was one of those things where I just wasn't entirely clear if I wanted to be doing what I was doing. I had a really heavy IV therapy practice. And also on the East Coast at the time, I was able to do platelet rich plasma injections. So I was doing pain injections, IV therapy, all this stuff, and literally just couldn't see anyone anymore. So yeah, I just saw it as the opportunity. And I don't really like living, like, I like the idea of freedom in my life. I like practicing remotely for those areas where, for that reason, so I can kind of move around, you know, travel around and still be able to like see clients. So yeah, I had taken a bit of a hiatus from like being a licensed naturopathic doctor. And I actually recently just got a license in nutrition instead. So I'm practicing under that instead now.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then also you mentioned that, you know, the skincare line kind of was born out of dealing with a lot of clients with acne. Mm-hmm. And so do you have your own experience with acne, or is this just something where you were seeing a lot of clients?
Yeah. So it kind of, I think it was both at the same time where I had taken an interest in like cosmetic treatments. I had purchased a microneedling machine, which was like very expensive. And then I was starting to have clients come in for skin related things, still something that was of interest to me, but I just really found that, yeah, it's like you have one person come in and then you realize all your blind spots. So then you start researching all the blind spots, and then it just becomes more like more and more and more like this niche that you start to become a part of because you get referrals from people that have worked with you for the acne. But yeah, acne has been a huge part of like my story growing up, of like being in the teens and struggling, and then the 20s. And even when I was practicing and just feeling really embarrassed that I like had a skin condition when, in my opinion, I thought I should be like the like perfection of health if I'm going to be helping other people with their health. So yeah, it was a big part of my picture too, but I didn't like make it a part of my story with the acne thing until it just became more obvious to me that that was like the clientele that I was going to be working with.
That's so interesting. And I resonate so deeply with that, because I think when I was practicing initially, like as a nutritionist, and I still would like really fall into binge and restrict cycles, there's just so much imposter syndrome that goes on, and I've actually had nutritionists like come to me for things like bulimia. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, if you're going to unlearn this pattern, like you can then share it with your network. And they're like, I could never tell anybody. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I don't believe that we really go through anything just by chance. Like, I think that everything is designed to teach us something and to help us grow so that we can like serve a larger community. Mm-hmm. So I love that you also kind of like went through that, and then it just, the niche fell into your lap. Yeah. Obviously you have amazing skin now, so you figure that one out. Yeah,
thank you.
So what would you say are your, like, tell me a little bit more about your acne story and where that stemmed from, or where you see acne come from with a lot of your clients, and then like what some possible solutions are.
Yeah. So, how do I start this conversation? Because acne is a symptom, right? It's not like, and this is something that I have a difficult time trying to put to words, and also get clients to truly understand that, like, I'm not exactly here to treat your acne. I'm here to treat you as an individual who struggles with acne. And acne is part of a whole other picture of all these other things that are going on in your body, including like body image and our relationship with ourselves and all that type of stuff. And so, yeah, to try to like piece it all together has been tricky for me over the years, because ultimately I think it just comes down to personal development and your relationship with yourself more so than anything else. But yeah, even with like the journey that someone would go on when it comes to healing acne, I think it depends like how intense someone wants to go with it. Like, if we're going to do a serious deep dive, we're going to do objective stuff and we're going to do subjective things too. So objective, I mean like the functional medicine testing, you know, like if there's gut stuff going on or hormone dysregulation going on or anything like that. And then the huge like mental emotional picture too of like what's going on like with your belief systems and your thought processes, and how does that translate into what's going on physically with your body. And then ultimately, yeah, the topical stuff and the supplements and those things. So it's like it's this interweaving of all these different modalities into this whole treatment plan. I hope I answered that correctly.
That was perfect. It was so well said. And I was actually just having a conversation with somebody this morning about like, you know, you're talking to a seasoned practitioner when they're no longer like SIBO is the reason that we have XYZ. It's like, you know, I think that I'll speak for myself, but like, you know, you learn the functional medicine and then you learn the nutrition and that helps like 50% of people. And then I went back to him like, well, I have to understand the psychology. And then that helps like another 30% or like 20%. But then there's this other, like, there's a small percentage of people that like the supplements and the psychology doesn't fully work for. And that's when we start to get into like, okay, what are the souls? Like what's going on a soul level? Like where's the generational trauma? How does that fit in? So I find it awesome that like, I know you've been in this, doing this for a while, because you're like, actually taking vitamin B or like biotin isn't going to solve your problem. No. It's like, you need to actually understand like the emotional root causes that create the dysregulation or imbalances in the body and vice versa.
100%. Like exactly what you said. And that's something too, where it's like, if this one supplement worked for acne, then it would work in 100% of people, which means that there's still all these blind spots and missing pieces in like healing ultimately. So yeah. I love that you worded it perfectly.
So did you though. Okay. So are there any other things in your own health story that were kind of like catalysts to your, I don't know, like evolution, or that's really like made you the person that you are today?
Yeah. I mean, this year has been the most interesting year of my life when it comes to that. But so in March of this year, March of 2023, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer, and then found out the staging. So it was stage 3C cervical cancer. Yeah, which was a lot for me to like digest. And I don't think in the beginning I really did. Although at the same time, yeah, I think I had an understanding of health that I was exploring from a different perspective. And I'm not going to like talk too much into it, but like Germanic healing knowledge or German new medicine was something that I was starting to be open-minded to and curious about around the same time that I was also receiving this diagnosis. So I think that almost helped with like my stress response to the entire situation that happened. So that was a really interesting time of my life. And then I went through 7 weeks of chemo and radiation. So I did like the 25 rounds of radiation. I did the 6 rounds of chemo, and then I did 2 rounds of something called brachytherapy. It's been really interesting. And now I'm just like trying to recover from all the treatments and everything that happened. Yeah.
Wow. It's like, oh yeah. And by the way, I totally thought you were going to lead with that. But that is actually, it's very profound. And I mean, I know that this is all very recent. And so it's like hard to like, you know, talk about coming out of the other side of it or like what that really even looks like. And so much of the journey is still probably going to unfold. But I love that you talked about your relation, like the reaction, like the regulation in your nervous system when it happened, because I honestly think that as much as I am in this like realm, if something like that happened to me, like I everything I know, I think would just like go out the window. Yeah. And I would totally self-sabotage, right? 100%. So that must have been really difficult.
Oh yeah, that was actually, I just had an appointment with someone this morning too, and it was just, I say this fairly often that, and talk about this, that there comes a point when you can't be your own doctor, like you can't be your own practitioner. And it's not even like, for me personally, going through what I went through, I lost the motivation to be the one to be like deep diving and trying to find all the answers and researching all the stuff. And I just needed people who had that knowledge already to be helping me with that stuff. So it was a very unique like turning point for me of like, I was being the patient and I was trying to be a patient as opposed to being the practitioner like I usually am. So yeah, learned a lot about myself.
And then what was the main motivating factor that you went like that encouraged you to do chemotherapy and radiation versus like going fully natural? Like, tell me a little bit more about that process.
I think because of the staging of the type of cancer that I had, I personally didn't feel like I had a lot of time to be playing around with whatever decision I was going to make. And I also do believe in the intention behind treatments. So if someone goes in with the intention that something's going to work for them, then I personally believe that it's more likely that it's going to. And I couldn't get fully on board with the intention that doing alternate therapies for cancer was actually going to help me. So,
yeah, I love that answer. I think it would be very similar for me as well. My dad actually had stage 4 colon cancer when I was like 13, and he like, they were like, he's gonna die. And now this is like many, many, many years later, like decades later. He's 80 now. He's like the healthiest of anyone. And part of that process was him doing the chemotherapy. Like a lot of other things had to change, but I really do think that in times like that, Western medicine has to meet alternative medicine, because I'm sure there also were things alternatively that you were doing.
Oh yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are those things?
Yeah. I mean, going through, yeah, it was definitely like a mixed bag of stuff that was going on. Cause during the chemo radiation, I definitely was not feeling the greatest. And so like I was nauseated constantly. So I was really careful with what types of supplements I was taking for that very reason. But I was doing some injections like mistletoe therapy and that type of stuff, which I don't like, I was just doing what I knew I could do in addition to help mitigate the side effects from the chemo and the radiation. Cause there's some interesting research on using mistletoe treatments for that. Yeah, so that's kind of what I did, but I did feel most comfortable with my situation and the advanced staging that I had to pursue chemo and radiation, even though I did have people, especially I feel like being in this world where it's like alternate therapies, but it just didn't, that was not a decision for me that I felt comfortable with such a severe, like life-threatening condition. So yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of thoughts, a lot of tough decisions to be made. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, you might not even be able to answer this. And honestly, if I ever pry, cause I can really just like not, you're not available for this, but you know, we have kind of touched a little bit on like some of the emotional factors that lead to the development of something like acne. Like what, from your perspective and your story, like, how do you think this happened? Like you're fairly young,
yeah,
you know? So
yeah, I'm 36. A few different things with that one. And I think that, so what I'm about to say, I feel like it's really important for me to preface whoever's listening to this, that this is all in my own interpretation of things in my life. And I am openly curious to every single, like all of my experiences, to many different types of knowledge. And so ultimately, like what I filter through my explanations of disease development in my own body may not necessarily be what someone believes in or what they agree with or what have you. It's just something that I'm open-minded to and curious about in my own life. So with like from a more like clinical black and white Western medicine perspective, I do have the Gardasil vaccine. I got it when I was in my early 20s. And I also had a normal pap test when I had cancer. Like it was, I had symptoms of stuff going on. I went in to get a pap test. It was normal. In Ontario, a normal pap test takes 6 months to come back right now. I hope that it's not that long anymore. But it was 6 months for me. So when I went in, expressed my concerns about what I felt like was going on, and Just being concerned that something wasn't right. And I had the pap test done, was being that annoying patient, which I hate being that annoying patient, but I was being that person calling, saying like, "Hey, looking for the pap test results. Are they not back yet?" And they had just said, "No, they're not back," which means that there's nothing serious going on. It's not like you don't have a negative or a positive pap test, because otherwise it would have come back by now. So I proceeded to wait and wait and wait, and my symptoms got worse and worse and worse until February, March, when I finally had gone in for an actual biopsy. So that was a really interesting experience for me. I definitely, at the time, was really frustrated that that was happening, because had it had been caught 6 months prior to, I probably wouldn't have been such an advanced stage. So that was a lot for me to kind of like digest.
Hi, babes. I am so excited to talk to you about my signature program, the Mindful Method. This is the exact same method that I have been using with hundreds of successful clients to help you heal your relationship to food, to increase confidence, and to lose weight without dieting or killing yourself at the gym. If you're sick of not feeling like your best self, if you're sick of promising yourself that you'll start again on Monday, if you're sick of going on restrictive diets only to gain back the weight, I can tell you right now that if you gained it back, it did not work. You know what's healthy and what's not. You do. You just continue to choose the unhealthy option anyways. And a meal plan will not solve this issue. There is no amount of restriction or discipline or willpower that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging. The body follows the mind. Imagine a life where you don't have to think about what you can or can't eat. Imagine a life where you feel confident in all of your clothes, where every day and every way your body rebalances and you lose all of the weight so you find the truest, healthiest version of yourself. Imagine never having to start again on Monday. This is what happens when you focus on transforming the brain so weight loss is effortless. The body follows the mind, and it's time you actually get to the root cause of your issue. If you are ready to transform and find the truest, healthiest version of you without letting go of your favorite foods, I invite you to fill out the application in my bio. And if you're a good fit, we'll be in touch soon. Back to regular programming.
What were your, sorry to interrupt you, but what were your symptoms? Because to me, when I think about cervical cancer, like it seems like a pretty silent one. So what were your symptoms?
So my symptoms started with spotting, actually, even prior to that, which I didn't even realize at the time. I would have had cancer much earlier, but I didn't know. So, and I'm not one to be like, afraid to check on things, right? So cervical wise, like there was nothing wrong with my cervix. Like I could feel that it felt fine to me. So it wasn't a concern for me prior to all the spotting starting, but I did unexpectedly lose like 20 pounds out of nowhere. I have autoimmune thyroid. So I just thought maybe I was going into a hyperthyroid state. I didn't really consider that like, oh, this might be something serious. So that had happened probably about 6 months prior to the spotting. And then the spotting started, and then it turned into like biweekly periods. And then it turned into, I was just having a period all the time too. Like I was having really heavy clotting, which is a symptom picture of the type of cancer that I did have. So yeah. And by the time it was caught, that's where I was actually starting to have pain because of where the mass was. It was 5.3 centimeters. It had grown in up into my uterus and out like towards my bladder and rectum. So it was actually starting to like cause me some discomfort towards the end before it was finally caught. But yeah, a lot of bleeding, a lot of fatigue from that too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm always curious. And I also thank you for prefacing it. Understanding that obviously that this is your experience and this is, we're not having a conversation to diagnose or whatever anyone else, but you know, you mentioned like the Western part of it, of like where this might have come from, and now talk to me about the other part of it.
Yeah. So just in my interest sake with like the whole Germanic healing knowledge and where that kind of comes from is, and my understanding of it is still quite preliminary. So I'm not saying I'm an expert in this field either. It was just my interpretation and my interest in learning about it. But it's the whole idea that, you know, a psychological shock, let's call it, happens. And then neurologically, that does get manifested somewhere in the body, depending on what that shock is. And one shock for one person may not be the same for another, because we filter our experiences through our own rose-colored lenses, right? Like we all have our own lenses on of what we look at and interpret in our reality. So for me, I have a few different ideas, but one would be things along the lines of like what's called a female territorial conflict. Men, basically, usually men, it can be like more like dominant or having that more dominant, like almost leadership role, maybe a vibe, impinging on my personal space. But also too, sexual conflict is something too, that kind of shows up in that whole world of German new medicine and cervical issues happening.
Interesting. Yeah. And so you said German, like, I'm actually not familiar with what is it Germanic, like German?
Yeah. German new medicine or Germanic healing knowledge. It's just been something that I have been interested in. Ultimately it's a curiosity of mine. It's not like, oh, this is definitely the reason why this happened to me. It's more like this is interesting. And I'm going to take this and I'm going to explore it a little bit more to see like what resonates with me and like, where within myself I have big T or little T trauma around situations that are related to this information that I'm reading.
Yeah, this is just so relevant. Just even for this podcast, like, I don't know if you've listened to this podcast, but like this podcast is all about like brain body behavior, right? So it's like how the nervous system like actually impacts the way that the body manifests and functions. And I've very recently just gotten into like a lot of womb work and like the traumas that can be stored there. And they're like, had two C-sections. So like what that does to that area. And so yeah, I find this all very interesting and more like, I mean, I think I'm like very much so on the side that like there's an emotional cause, there's an emotional trauma behind it. Versus like it fully, I don't think anything really manifests just spontaneously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I'm actually going to look into some of those things that you're referring to. That sounds really interesting to me.
Like the womb work?
Yeah. I'm curious about it.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually going to have a conversation with somebody on here who specializes in that, but there's this whole concept that like our womb, like for women, like this is like our receiving area, right? So it's like and it's also where all of our power is. So like, if we think about even just our relationship to money, our relationship to food, like it's all very root chakra lives in the womb. And when there are, traumas or whatever, even just things like taking birth control, like all of these things can impact like the feminine and masculine imbalances. And more often than not, women specifically, like we are, especially growing up in this time where, you know, I'm the financial earner for my family. Like we are taught to like be in very masculine roles and we become very disconnected from like our feminine energy. So womb work is really all about, there's so many different facets of it, but it really is about like just being able to like be and receive and not feeling you have to do or like follow this like rat race and healing the womb area through that.
I love that. That is so fascinating. And that's so funny. I mean, there are no coincidences in life. I've recently been open or like been listening more to people talk about the feminine and the masculine. I really like Melanie Ann Lair. I'm a big fan of her. Yeah. So she was talking about that recently too in a free masterclass that she was having. And I was just so on board with everything because I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much stuff here to work with and to consider. It was just like kind of blowing my mind a little bit with some of the things she was talking about.
Yeah, you're always like ready for the message when you're ready for the message, you know, because I have my own, just like you said, you know, you can never be your own doctor or like there's gets to a certain point. And so I have my own naturopath that like, she's actually very much so emotion first and then body related, but she told me years ago, like, she's like, you're tuned, you're masculine, you're tuned, masculine. I had to like go through adrenal fatigue and like burn out completely in order to actually learn my own lesson to get back into the feminine. But it is just, and even we had a masterclass with somebody who specializes in the womb work, and like half of my women that are on the, in my program were like, I gotta go. Like, this doesn't resonate. I'm like, it's so funny because down the road, like, you need the message more than anyone, but like, you're just not ready for it. So yeah. It's like down the, when you're ready, the teacher will come, or whatever that saying yeah. is, but all very, very relevant.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I do think too, like, just as the area that you got cancer too, is like, it's very, like, it's so, it's not like, oh, breast and cervical too, is that so feminine balance. It's not like armpit cancer or skin cancer or armpit cancer or like lung cancer. Right. Yeah. So, okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit more about your skin products and the philosophy behind that. And yeah.
Yeah, totally. So naturally, because of all the things that have happened in my life the past year, the brand and the underlying intention behind the brand has grown up with me. I'm going to say it's grown up, because to me, it feels like, it feels more wisdom. It feels more adult, adult-like. but yeah, so Cole ultimately, you know, started because of the skincare stuff that I was mentioning earlier, but also because of a technique or a different approach to skincare called corneotherapy. And corneotherapy is a study of the skin barrier. So it's basically like root cause approach to stuff, which is like me as someone who went to school for naturopathic medicine is like totally on board with, just translated to from a, for a topical perspective. So that kind of helped allowed me to explore the different ingredients out there in the cosmetic industry that are available. But then like with everything that happened this year, it was not that I had to change anything that I was actually providing within the brands. Like the skincare products are all still the same. The supplements are still the same, but the underlying intention of the reasoning behind why the brand exists is just gone so much deeper than just this superficial, or not even superficial, because it's not a superficial thing to like want to take care of your skin topically or to improve your appearance. But the underlying meaning of like, what does it actually mean to like improve your appearance and to self-care? What does that actually look like? And, you know, what is the underlying intention of self-care?
Yeah. I think that's so important and such a feminine focus. I always, like, I never had, thank God, like I never had acne or anything like that growing up. Around my period, like I'll get, my forehead will break out and like, there'll be little things here and there, but it's never like full blown acne. But so I've never had a skincare routine. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't up until literally I had my daughter, like something happened when I gave birth to a female that like, all of a sudden I was like, all right, like I'm just ready to be in my feminine. Mm-hmm. But truly just even not even because I have like a root cause issue, but having a skincare routine has actually like changed my life. Like it is, it feels so nurturing and it feels like I'm getting an A+ on a test or something. Like there's just like this innate like pleasure and satisfaction from taking care of my skin and my face mm-hmm. in that way. And so, yeah, I'm sure that that is a part of the whole process for you.
Oh yeah. And even too, with the body stuff too, like, in terms of self-care in the form of like developing habits, having rituals, and also touching yourself, like not even in a sexual, it doesn't have to be a sexual way, but because I feel like whenever I say like touching yourself, it immediately goes to this like, you know, but in the sense that
I think that's part of the problem, right? Too. But
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like so many of us are not in touch with our physical bodies. We're not like intuitively living in them. And I think we very much so have separated our minds from our bodies in many different ways. But doing something as simple as applying a body oil or a body lotion in like a loving way, not just like slapping it on just because you have 2 minutes and you just got out of the shower or whatever. It just, I think that goes so much deeper than like skin hydration, you know?
That's actually such a good point. And I just finished this like meditation class where they talked about, you know, the separation of the body and the mind. And it's so, it's like such a cool, not cool, but it makes just so much sense for literally any disorder or disease out there. It's like, well, the mind can actually be anywhere. Like mind can be in the future, thinking about anxiety. The mind can be in the past. The mind can be thinking about desires. The mind can be self-conscious. So it can be thinking about itself, right? But the body can like only be here. And it's very rare that the mind and the body actually get together and like are in the same place. And it would be like having a relationship with somebody who's like, you never talk to. So like long distance and you're never in the same place. Like that's not a relationship. Right. And so even just the act of like you said, in a loving way, like connecting with the body as you're doing it, it's creating that relationship again. And I think that that's so important, especially for my listeners and my client base, because all of them have dealt with like body image issues, overeating. And so even like for me, there are body areas that I have that are like not my favorite areas. Mm-hmm. And so for the longest time, you just kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Like, it was like, if I never look at it, it's not there. Like part of the healing process is to like not cover it up and to embrace it and accept it. And from there, then we can like move forward and eventually release the weight or whatever is stagnation that's there. So
yeah, right. Totally. And that's even something too, just when you were saying that, it was making me think of, I mean, I think a lot of us who are already in this space, I don't know if you can relate to this, but have been in the world of like personal development for our own personal reasons for a very, very long time. And like I've done like the Lacey Phillips To Be Magnetic and, you know, like all her meditations, and I'm actually in her thing right now. I'm obsessed with Joe Dispenza. Like I've taken his online course. I do his meditation every single morning. So it's like all of those things. But I think sometimes, especially in the very beginning, it's like I understood, but I understood on a level that wasn't deep enough to actually make these connections and actually be able to have these conversations. The translation just wasn't really there for me until it was, which was such a weird and interesting experience to have, where it's like, it's almost as if you just wake up one morning and you're like, oh my gosh, like, well, how did I not understand this like 10 years ago, you know? And then now it's like, I look at everything with this different, completely different perspective.
Yeah. I'm like laughing to myself in my head because this morning I took a shower and I decided not to put cream on my body. And I was like, oh, whatever. Like I'm running late. I'm just going to do it later. And now I'm like, oh, I wonder, like, am I disconnected? Like, should I have, like, I'll take care of you later, body. But that's followed up with, I was speaking to my own mentor this morning and telling her how, stretched thin I feel and all these things. And she was like, even if you don't have time to rest, like just put your hand on your heart and tell your body, like, you have permission. Like, this is your permission to rest, even if it's 1 minute, even if it's 30 seconds. And like, even just that small practice of like, I'm coming back in, we have 30 seconds, it's just me and you, like, you can relax. Mm-hmm. It really changes the energy for the day. Like, I forgot about my fatigue. And so I agree. I think, you know, obviously To Be Magnetic, Yes Supply, like all of these things we learn, we do the meditations, the hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And then one day it just kind of clicks and you're like, oh, because correct me if I'm wrong, like this is truly my belief, but I really believe that everybody has exactly what they need. Like there's, you know, we can learn from different people and we can do different therapies and whatever, but like ultimately the power is like within them. And so it has to make sense.
And that's something too, that I go through phases with this more now. I never did when I like even a few years ago, where it's like, I need to actually disconnect myself from time sometimes from all the external things, like all this external advice and all these things, because I already know that I have the answers within myself. I just need to learn how to listen to them. And the answers within yourself don't necessarily mean that you don't accept help from the outside world, but it's not like you're out there seeking it. It comes at a different level. But yeah, I love how you said that. That's wonderful.
Yay. Okay. So you mentioned the skincare line, and it's not just like face, it's whole body vibe. Then you talked about supplements. So like, what does that line look like and what's the purpose there?
Yeah. So I mean, in a perfect world of money were no object, the supplement line would look a lot more robust than what it actually does. Yeah, that's been a huge like learning curve as an entrepreneur is understanding cash flow and the cost of
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. So yeah, as we were kind of talking about it before, but yeah, that's been a huge learning curve for me. So right now, I currently only have two supplements on the shop. One's is
two more.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just gonna, that's actually like a lot. Like that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's so much work. So one's a super greens formula, which I had brought on the shop early, I think it was like 2021, I think like end of 2021, Christmas, like 2 years ago now. Because I was waiting for my other supplement, which is my baby, is the Formula One. So that one is so special to me. I had actually created it when I was practicing as a naturopathic doctor, and I was having it privately compounded for my patients. And it was just such a popular supplement amongst them. And I originally called it Longevity Formula, which, yeah, I, for Health Canada purposes, was not able to use that term anymore, the longevity thing. So I just changed it to Formula One. So like, I don't know what else to call this. So it's the first formula in a series of formulas. So it's Formula One. But yeah, it's my baby. It's taken 2.5 years just to get the natural product number in Canada to be able to sell it, which was a nightmare situation to have to go through. That was really interesting. And then finally to be able to like package it, which is a lot. There's a lot to that. It's not just like, oh, I have this idea. Let's just like make a graphic and slap a label on something and off we go. It's no, there's a lot involved, a lot.
Yeah. And so do you like you have an online store, obviously. Have like an in-person store, like are any of your products in the store? Or is it all online?
I do have some wholesalers. I'm really slow to get wholesalers. It's maybe that's like a little bit of my like control thing coming in there. Something to work on. But yeah, I do have a few wholesalers peppered across Canada.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome. Okay, cool. So I'm so excited. I'm going to go on your website literally after we talk and just like take a little look-see. But if you had to, I always ask this kind of at the end of our podcast, but if you had to give my audience one piece of advice, and what would it be, like just based off of your experience?
I think that, I mean, because this is something oftentimes that I hear people that come to me say, you haven't tried everything. and there are answers out there. The nothing is hopeless. There's always a solution. It's just sometimes it's you're on a healing journey, and everything that's coming into your life, all the hiccups, all the bumps along the road, you struggling with a condition for a long time, like with people with acne, like that chronicity that can happen with it. It's all there for a reason. So don't take it for granted. There's a lot of learning and a lot of wisdom that comes with that stuff. Yeah, we don't treat diseases, shouldn't be a curse. They're there for healing purposes and for you to learn. To grow. Yeah.
So well said. It's so good, because I like you, I'm sure I can't tell you how many people are like, I've done everything, and they're just so tired. And I remember being in that place too, where I spent like went all over Canada, tens of thousands of dollars, just like this practitioner, and it really just needed to come from me too. So Okay, well, this has been so lovely. Jillian, can you tell my audience where to find you, and so that they can follow your journey?
Yeah, of course. So my Instagram account, which is where the most action happens, is colewellness.co. And then that's also my website link, is colewellness.co as well.
Perfect. Yeah, we will link everything up in the show notes. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming out today. I'm sure my listeners have a lot to digest from this, but very, very inspired by your story. And I'm so looking forward to see how the brand develops in the future.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Okay, guys, if you like this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you back on another episode of The Mindful Method. Bye.